From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey is backing away from claims that a child suicide bomber sent by the Islamic State carried out a blast at a Kurdish wedding, killing 54 people. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim on Monday said speculation that a child was responsible was based on rumors from witnesses. No one has claimed responsibility, but the style of the attack and the type of bomb used were similar to previous blasts blamed on Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for deployment of a protection force to help stabilize South Sudan.
This is not an intervention force. This is a protection force with a very clear mandate to be able to protect people for their access, their freedom of movement, and their ability to remain free from attack or ambush from any source.
Kerry on Monday met with Kenya's president and foreign ministers from Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, Somalia, and South Sudan in Nairobi. The trial of two Chinese Uyghurs accused of a deadly bomb attack in Bangkok last year was postponed Tuesday because the defense was unable to produce a Uyghur translator. The suspects are accused of planting a bomb at a popular Hindu shrine last August, killing 20 people and wounding dozens more. The military court judge hearing the case has set the next hearing for September the 15th. Iran's foreign ministry says Russia has stopped using Iranian airbases for launching airstrikes on Syria for the first time. But a U.S. government spokesperson says it's unclear if Russia is no longer using the base.
We're monitoring it closely. We continue to. It's not clear to us, other than what we've seen in various press and public statements, whether